My name is Larry Whelan. I'm a lecturer in music at the University of West London, and I'm also a composer.
We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, and Bill Carr in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
The interesting thing about these theme tunes is that there's a lot of meaning in them that is embedded in the music, and that, I think that's a very sort of ancient idea in music. In Hancock's Half Hour, there are it's really sounds like music of pratfalls, of you know, comedic elements of sort of people falling over, if you like. I suppose a composer, if they're asked to write comedy music, they'll think of how can I write something that's comedic? And they think of writing something that goes out of the key, something that's dissonant, unexpected. In Hancock's Half Hour, you get the tritone used a lot, which is the most takes you to the most distant note from the key. So the original key is... And so we have the two tritones. So not one, but two. So two very dissonant intervals. I mean, often known as Diabolus in Musica, the devil in music. And it's very restless. It keeps modulating, it keeps on moving to different keys. You're getting whole chords shifted up stepwise, which is quite a sort of unsettling effect.
Wait a minute.
It's very physical. It gives you a sort of feeling of physicality in a sort of comedic sense. It's that old sense of the pratfall. But although that's, funnily enough, that's something you don't really get in with Hancock. It's more internalised at the comedy with Hancock, I think. But perhaps it's reflecting more his mental state, I suppose you could say.
You philistine.
And I think there's a long tradition of the idea of music with pratfalls in it. The one I think of is Richard Strauss's Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks. That has very similar use of the tritone. It's got very similar figurations used. And I don't think that Wally Stott in Hancock's Half Hour was deliberately imitating Richard Strauss. I think probably more likely, or just as likely, it's just a convention that both composers were tapping into, of the idea of a pratfall, and you represent that with that particular interval.
So far, so good.
I would imagine that's an ancient form of accompanying comedy with music, how a composer thinks of music, and they think of writing something that's unexpected, something that's dissonant, and there's certain conventions that composers tend to follow. When you hear that sort of pratfall music, you know what it's representing. We instinctively know. And again, I think it's a very ancient representation that everybody understands.
What do you think you're doing?
Theme being played on the tuba, being a comedic thing, the tuba being a comedy instrument, and I don't entirely know why we have that association with a low instrument being... I suppose we could say we have an association with a low instrument being pompous, and I suppose it's another mimetic thing. It's imitating maybe a pompous male person, but doing it in music.
Thank you very much for that pearl of profundity.